pictures of all the women that Heckles went out with. Look what he wrote on them. Vivian, too tall. Madge, big gums. Too loud. Too smart. Makes noise when she eats. This is me. This is what I do. I'm going to end up alone, just like he did.
This is how I look like I'm supposed to be singing right now.
Yeah. Too big of a lie.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Ah. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Episode number
5.
Down about 5, baby. Be at the door at 5:43. It's been a while since I've seen your face. But best believe I will not hesitate. Roll up the trees, girl, let's medicate. And reminisce about our first day. Nobody else can make me feel this way. Nobody else can make a nigga say.
Glad you keep me counting, cause I do be forgetting, I ain't gonna lie. Good. Episode 5. Welcome, welcome. It's the one and only Ladies Love Avenue, and we are back. Cold Water Radio Table Talk. And I got the one and only.
Back there in the building.
Yeah. All right, today we'll be talking about those of us that are too picky for love. I gotta take a little sip. Hold on. Are we gonna talk today? I know I'm guilty of it. You know what I'm saying? I got some friends that's guilty of it. I got some associates that's guilty of it. I got some people that I know that I be hearing the complaint about a lot of stuff. And I be like, well, hey, that why you single? You know what I'm saying? Because some of us are too picky for love. You know what I'm saying? What do I mean by too picky for love? Okay, too picky for love. Let me give you my breakdown. You don't find the individual that basically check all the marks that need to be checked. Need to be checked. But there are a few, not even a few, sometimes it'd be one actual hiccup. In most cases, it could be you don't like the type of work they do. It could be you don't like the type of car they have. You don't like the way they talk. It could be just something that's technically minor. To you, it might be major, but to somebody on the outside looking in, is definitely mine. And those be the people that are too picky for love. They can't be, they're unlovable. You know,
Now, I know not. There are some people on the other spectrum where they have these certain standards, and if there's something, like he mentioned, that you really can't tolerate, we're not saying to stick with it because of all the other good stuff. Yeah. We're saying, in terms of not allowing yourself deal with or having to tolerate what you don't want to tolerate, still yet, when you find those things that really, like you said, check the boxes of what you said would be enough, once those boxes are checked, don't take a little pet peeve and make a mountain out of a molehill with it.
Yeah.
And decide, oh, I'm done with this whole thing, I'm going to start acting funny, I'm going to start doing things differently. No, don't do that.
You mess up a good thing. Because you have some folks that you got some people that are used to, you know, the check-ins and stuff like that. And it's depending on how you start, that's perfectly fine. You know what I'm saying? The communication is definitely fine. But you can't be so critical on somebody. You know what I'm saying? If you know that this person is actually working, if you know this person is a hustler, anything down that line, you have to take heed to those things at the beginning of, you know, when you first run into that person.
Right.
A lot of times I've seen people like, well, I ain't talking to her no more. I ain't talking to him no more. Because they ain't got, they from their standpoint, they don't have enough time.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But those, once again, like he said, it doesn't mean stick with somebody just because. It just means just take heed to the people that you're not giving a chance. You know, a lot of times you could be having a great, great situation right there in front of you that you're going to ask God or whoever you pray to or whatever you believe in. You're going to ask for this particular type of individual, this particular type of energy to come your way. And then came your way in the form of a friend, it came your way in the form of a co-worker or something like that. But they don't look like the way your typical person that you date.
Right. That's what it is. People have this physical exterior vision of what they see this person looking like. But then when they got it, with all that they asked for, because you've got to be specific when you ask things of the universe, God, whatever, and you've got to make sure you put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put it in there vaguely like, I just want somebody that do blah. Because yeah. then that's all they're going to give you is the person that do that.
That do blah.
But everything else going to be whatever it is.
Got it.
So be specific.
Yeah, I got a prime example. I had a friend of mine. This is a while back. This one nowhere recent. But a friend of mine was in a relationship. Shit, a relationship that we all looked up to. You know what I'm saying? We all thought that was going to, you know, last the test of time or whatever.
Right.
But they didn't see eye to eye. I guess because, you know, when you get together when you're young, you do kind of grow out of certain things. You grow out of certain ideas. But anyway, this particular couple, they end up breaking it off. It wasn't necessarily mutual, but it was something that needed to be done to a certain extent because one person was going this way, the other person was going that way.
Okay.
But not immediately, probably like a couple months after the separation happened, this person who didn't, you know, the broke up E,
right,
went on, lived his life, you know, whatever the case may be. Meanwhile, the young lady ended up looking at it as a regretful thing because everybody that she was trying to replace this individual was 10 times worse.
Right.
And having a conversation with the person, because anytime people talk to me, I'm the type of friend, I'm going to keep it 100. Like, well, you know you had a good thing. You know you had a good thing, and you just let that slide by because, one, you're too picky for love. This man gave you everything and was there for you hand and foot, but you don't like how stern he is. You know what I'm saying? He didn't agree with some of your ideas. Cause you know, some like in the previous episodes that we had, when we talked about how some of the women have been influenced by the music or whatever. So they might post certain things online or whatever.
Right.
And if you would a certain type of individual that deems that disrespectful, you have to respect your relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this is part of her reason where it's like, you know, you're holding me down, you're holding me back, you know what I'm saying? I need to be free. So you get free just to get with people that's just going to subjugate you.
Right.
You had somebody that actually cared for you, that was there for you, that was willing to do anything for you.
Right.
Now you run around here dealing with a whole bunch of people that just going to fuck you. So that's what I mean by you can't be too picky for love, because you'll end up letting a good thing slide on by.
Right.
Then you try to get back into good graces, but they don't want you at that point because they done seen that side of you. And who the hell want to go backwards after something like that? Nobody.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I done been through it plenty of times. Treating right and everything else. And then you expect me to do some old out of my character type shit. And no, I'm not about to do that.
One thing I can't understand is how you have a lot of people that want marriage quality relationships but not providing the marriage quality.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't be with somebody and expect them to do this for them. But the moment that they ask you to do something for them, you're like, oh, we ain't married. I ain't got to do all that. Well, you expecting me to do all these other things. You're expecting me to meet you hand and foot. You expecting me to be here and be there and do all these things like that, and it hit and to meet you in the middle. But you're not willing to meet me in the middle.
Right. I'm waiting at the middle, and you ain't nowhere.
You ain't nowhere there. So I gotta put an extra 10%, 20%, 30%, 50% in, and I realized, oh, I did all the work. Damn. What does that leave us? You know? Mm-hmm. And that begets people being too picky for love, whether it's the person that I've been through it or the person that done did it to somebody, because it happens often.
My question to the audience, y'all are watching this video, this is the moment I want you to take some time to comment whether or not you dealt with this type of thing. And then if you feel so, Give us a little bit of insight to that, and then we might respond to a few comments in the later video. But in that perspective, I must say, I myself have been on both sides of it, where I was the prized saint and felt done some type of way. And I've also been the kind that I didn't ask specifically for what I wanted and ended up with something that I wasn't too pleased with. And yeah, certain things were in there, but other things started to play on my mind because of little small peevish things. And from my perspective, because of the logic that I usually use, I cut them off because the pet peeves could tend to pile up and weigh more than the things that you actually do and appreciate. And to that extent, I'm not sure where to guide anyone, but in my opinion, when that pet peeves outweigh the things that I'm really kind of appreciating about you, I gotta let it go. I have a cutoff game that's really good, so people are really like,
You true in nature. No, you're a Sagittarius, not Capricorn.
No, I'm not Capricorn.
You're right there. But yeah. Sagittarius and Capricorn got the cutoff game. I'm talking about like snip. I don't even remember you. You know what I'm saying? I'm Pisces. It's hard for us to cut off anybody.
Wait.
Be emotional.
You
said don't remember, bro. Oh my god, that's your brother for instance, where I ran into somebody and he was like,
hey,
you know, I'm like, no. See, I ain't gonna lie, I envy that about Sag, man, because I wish my cutout game was that strong. Good god almighty. I gotta talk to you and tell you how much you gonna miss me. you gonna miss me. You gotta see this. I'm not gonna block you or nothing. You gotta see what you gonna miss. I gotta remember it. You gotta remember. We gotta remember it together. You gonna feel this pain. Damn it. It's my whole year trying to prove something wrong. I was gonna prove something right or whatever the case may be. Shit, it's rough. Wish I had that Sag energy. Cut off.
I love it, especially when you tell me, you know what, I see you better than a lot. I'm like, okay.
I mean, you got to do me super dirty in order for me to like really, really forget that you exist. Because I'm sorry, and when I say super dirty, I mean like, I got a motherfucker that done cheated on my sleep. Like, hey, what's that? How you doing? I'm like, what is wrong with you, bro? Like, leave it alone. Like, leave it in the dirt. leave it in the dirt.
And I know some people are really upset about that. And if any of them happen upon this podcast, it's definitely going to be one of those, well, oh, he's talking about me. But no, I mean, I'm talking about you, but not like,
I'm just calling.
I'm just saying.
It's called cold-hearted radio, unapologetic radio.
I'm glad y'all are ready to go. And furthermore, the other thing that really loving a lot of them is they still yet can call me. They still have access to me. So when they know that they last bought and whatever, they call me and, hey, I was just checking that. Okay, I'm good. How you doing? I'm like, okay, good. And then they can know. I was wondering, could you?
Right, you just put some shit in so much perspective because I'm sitting like, right, it's in the past. It's girls that I'm sitting here thinking about that just like literally just fell out the face of the earth. But are very cordial, like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I heard your song, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, what? How you been? And it's just red. Well, like the most heartfelt thing is when you see, like, seeing red is one thing, but on the Instagram Messenger, you can see their face pop up. So you, so it's almost like, I got it. I see it. But I'm still gonna ignore it. Like, so that's, you need to send a message like, damn. So you gonna read it? And you
right? Yeah,
but I can see that you read it. Like, it's like,
and most people got a smile in that picture.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, you motherfucker, you just gonna read this and just see it? See that I see that you seeing it, and you see that I see that you seeing it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, it's yeah, but yeah. So it's such thing as being too picky. It's a good thing. It's a bad thing. Then you got what about three different sides of being too picky? You know what I'm saying? You can be too picky as far as the quality that you're getting. You can be too picky as far as what you're giving. And then overall, just too picky with love. I mean, we all go through it, especially if you've been through too much bullshit.
I'm too picky. I ain't gonna lie. And like I said earlier, I have learned to become specific in asking for what I want. So, and asking for what I want specifically, when it does come, I'll be so, because I can get out of this rat race of foolishness. Because I really don't want to get to my pinnacle and then have people start coming at me, because then I'm going to feel like everybody's got a take.
Yeah. All right. So I don't feel so bad. I don't feel so bad because I be thinking about that. I'm like, man, the last thing I want to do is become like a billionaire, and then you know, love pop up like, nah, I don't trust you. Like, you just want my money, like. Okay, all right, so that's a realistic fear. But yeah, so I get that, and then like he said, to placate to the whole too picky thing, it's okay to be picky. Just acknowledge on what it is that you're portraying. You know what I'm saying? Be specific on what you're looking for. Be specific on what you want. Learn yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, learn yourself. I don't know how many times I've seen people get out of situations just to put themselves in a worse situation. You know, I've seen individuals, you know what I'm saying, break out of a relationship that they were complaining about just to turn around and do exactly what those complain about. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you just always want to fuck. Break up. Now all you doing is just being the cut
button. Right. Now, bringing that into it, there are a lot of people that tend to not want to be in a relationship because the same thing, but you never had a discussion on what you like to have to do in sex. Now that is my issue. I could be mad because the sex wasn't there, but you ain't told
you didn't communicate. Life. Yeah, you got to communicate.
I know what you like. Unless I explore your entire body and do as many things as I can think to do. And then even then, there's some things that you experience that they probably never experienced, so they don't know to do, that if you really want good sex, you would just tell people, hey, this is what I like. People would stay in relationships longer if they would just tell people.
Just right. Communicate.
Because you never
if know. You want your butt licked, just say it. If you like tongue licking, say it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Cause
if you don't like,
yeah, if you don't, you definitely need to. You definitely need to.
But see, they'll do that during the sex, and then
it messes our whole mood. Yeah, because
you know you feel like you're doing great things. Like, don't do that. Okay, so I don't know where to go next. I'm
kind of old. Talk about. First of all, you got to be aware of what you're doing. First, because I've been in some situations where women having some rough ass hands, it would be like kind of. If you know you got rough hands, don't be trying to rub a nigga. You know what I'm saying? You have rough hands. You touch those hands touch you. You know what I'm saying? You know how your hands feel. You know how your hands feel. You know how your fucking hands feel. Don't be rubbing nobody, and you got them goddamn monkey hands. You know what I'm saying? If you got,
they don't have on lotion or
no, your hands, old people hands, bro. Like, all right, one more had hands like she's been washing dishes all day, like. And if you got rough feet. Don't rub your feet on nobody's legs and shit like that. Y'all gotta understand, as a guy, we have to be. I keep hitting the mic. I'm so sorry. As a guy, we have to stay. You know what I'm saying? Because all this stuff is connected. This net is all connected. It's all connected. The moment that you distract one of these motherfuckers, it might be a bad night. That's what I'm telling you.
Right.
Just like that. The moment that you do something different,
and then you get the message. I'm just in it, like. Wait a minute. It was hot and passionate when we started. Now you got it. Did you like?
But I've been in a situation where a chick literally tried to have a whole conversation and she trying to top me off. And I'm like, why would you want to talk to me now? Shut up. What are they giving you? Shut up.
Now we're not the talking portion. It's a figurative night.
Oh.
It's a figurative
night. But yeah, you just gotta be aware if you're gonna be picky or if you, like I said, three sides to this triangle, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta be aware of yourself of what you're doing. And then communicate, man. Like you said, you made a huge point. We might have to actually have an episode about that and actually probably call some ladies in and let them give their pick. Yeah, their perspective, you know what I'm saying? Make it a fair shot. Because you're right, you gotta communicate.
And if you want what you do. Okay. If you just in it just because you're trying to get one, then you might feel one time because you can get there faster and not have to deal with people because you just come out of date.
Now, when they say it, don't make them feel bad and don't use it against them. Okay? I gotta pause because I'm just saying it's gonna be some shit. When y'all let them guards down, it's gonna be. Your man might say some weird shit to you. I'm just.
And that's why people don't tell people what they like.
Well, don't be judging nobody. You know what I'm saying? If he say some shit that you be like, what the fuck? Don't go telling your friends. Girl, this nigga said.
He want me to.
So don't be judging the man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't be too picky for love. What an episode. Too picky for love.
Oh.
If you got some more stuff you want to say, because I don't think I need to talk no more. If I keep talking, we might not have no show no more.
Okay, my thing is this. It's my problem comes in where I remember when I was in my younger. I felt comfortable, like, to going that far into being so honest and all that, or whatever. Plus, like I said before, trust is a big issue. Like, with that whole them going back and telling people what you like kind of thing, like, but now at this age, I am starting to hang around a lot of people that just don't give a fuck on them. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, if you know they know, oh well. Now we can get it all out. I ain't got to worry about paparazzi, they don't. Okay. So that's kind of where I am right now. So when it comes down to it, I ain't got a problem having those conversations. Like, I'll let it be known on the second day I know you. Look here. This is the situation.
I got a whole dungeon. Like, I got a dungeon.
I like things.
I like things.
Like, just want to let you know. Before we even get too deep in this, you start thinking, and weeks go by and you ain't heard from me, and then you start feeling something.
At the end of the day, just communicate. If you like somebody enough to lay with them, you do like them enough to lay with them. So why not? Why not communicate? Why not be honest? You know what I'm saying? Why not let them, you know, and don't be selfish with your honesty. Don't be unrealistic with your honesty. And the people that's being confided in, don't use it against them. That's between y'all. You know what I'm saying? Don't use that shit against them and them like that. And just stop being too picky for love.
You know, when you pick, you satisfy with the pick. And when it comes down to the small little person stuff, You can tolerate most of it, I promise you can.
Yeah.
Don't make a mountain out of a molehill, like I said earlier. Just tolerate the little things, and when you get what you really ask for and what you really want, let that play a part into why you stay and why you do the things that you do. Because other than that, you'll be out here in this world lonely forever if you begin to start allowing stupid stuff to be the reason or the decision maker as to whether you stay with someone or not.
With that being said, man, make sure y'all tune in for the next episode. The next episode, episode 6, we'll be discussing something that goes along with what we've been talking about today, which is, does your mate's belief, could it have an effect? Not does, but could your mate's belief have an effect on your relationship?
With that being said,
the DJ was supposed to play the
music. Without further ado,
let me say it again.
This is Shaq Daddy in the building. Once again, you can catch me everywhere at SHAPKDADDIE. I'm here with our awesome host of Cold Hearted Radio.
The one and only Latest Love Avenue. Y'all can catch me on only the number one AVANU, only the number one Avenue on IG. Deuces. See y'all next episode.
If you've enjoyed this episode and you want to see more like it, remember to like, share, and subscribe. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend. See you next week. And remember, peace, love, and harmony goes off.
I touch down about 5, babe. Be at the door at 5:43. It's been a while since I've seen your face. But best believe I will not hesitate. Roll up the trees, girl, let's medicate. And reminisce about our first date. Nobody else can make me feel this way.